is the Marketplace Index for Friday the 30th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. I can tell you about today and about all of 2011 now. The Dow went down 69 points today to 12,217. That's a gain of 5.5% for the entire year. The S&P 500 today fell 5 points. For all of 2011, the S&P gained nothing. Didn't even move a point, whole year. NASDAQ Composite Index down 8 points today for the year. It's down 2.6%. The euro ended 2011 at $1.29. It was $1.48 earlier this year. So it's a drop of nearly 13% from the euro's high set in May. A graph of the stock market in 2011 looks like a contour map of Death Valley glued to the Himalayas. Huge swings signifying not a lot in the case of the S&P 500 index, which ends the year remarkably close to where it began. It's only off by about 4 cents. Derek Jaskolski is a principal at Portland Global Advisors in Portland, Maine.
You know, the volatility was gut-wrenching at times, especially in August and September. But when you step back and look at this, we've had like 3 years in a row where the average investor's been pulling money out of stocks. And this year, certainly, there was no real encouraging news and there was scary volatility. Yet, we still ended up flat on the year. So in some ways, that's actually not a bad performance at all, given all the news flow from Europe and earthquake in Japan. You know, maybe it just shows a balance of opinions in the market.
We're also up against the 10-year anniversary of the European single currency, which, as you know, has been hobbled by the government debt mess over there. Strong dollar, fabulous if you're traveling overseas, but I think you'd argue it's not so great for the U.S. economy, the strong dollar.
No, it's interesting how many people sort of by rote say they support a strong dollar, but I think if you went around a lot of industrial companies, they certainly wouldn't be that anxious to see the dollar appreciate.
Because if you earn some money overseas, a weaker dollar makes it worth more when it comes back to the U.S. But the other thing is, if you're manufacturing something in the United States, it makes your product more expensive when you want to sell it to a foreigner.
It benefits exporters and anyone bringing back income from overseas and anyone competing in the domestic market with a foreign producer. I'm a little concerned that some of these earnings won't look as good, or revenue growth won't look as good because of this dollar headwind we're having here.
Jarek Jaskolski at Portland Global Advisors. We're ending the year with very cheap interest rates. The 10-year Treasury yield went down today to 1.87%. And oil was down today at just under $99 a barrel. For the year, crude oil averaged $95 a barrel in New York. The year before, the average was $79. But you care about the future. The Energy Department, for what it's worth, is predicting crude to average slightly more next year at $98 a barrel, unless something happens. Now it's time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the economy. The Pulse ends the year with the year's biggest winners and biggest loser. Of the 30 companies in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, McDonald's did the best. Lots of Mickey D's opening in China. And say what you want about fast food, they know how to keep the costs of running these outlets way down. McDonald's stock went up 30% this year. Home Depot also very strong, up 19% this year. At the bottom of the Dow, no one even got close. That mess known as Bank of America. Its shares lost 59.9% this year. For more on the Dow's winners and losers, go to marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.